This episode contains adult themes and language.
Our Sunday Twitch streams have been working on the RuneScape board game that finally arrived.
Yeah, RuneScape Kingdoms.
What was it, about a year we waited
Shadows
for that?
Shadows of Elvarg, yeah.
It's like a multi-session board game.
Yeah, it's like a campaign.
Yeah, we have to pick it up every time. It's quite fun.
It's good. A bit of D&D light if you're... fancy something a bit more lighthearted.
Yeah, so Sundays at 7 you can catch that. We've done two quests out of like, what is it, like 7 or
there's
8?
There's 4 in the box. And then we've got the expansion. So
there's a good month or so we're still doing that. Mm. It's quite good to...
That is if we get it in one stream.
Yeah, because I mean, it's struggling. Long, like that last one was a bit of a struggle.
That was long, yeah.
But also the videos of us doing that are up on Twitch.
Oh, okay, cool.
Go back and watch that. Yeah. Actually, I might grab them and stick them on
YouTube. Stick them on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, but cool. Matt, what happened in last week's pod?
Well, Vardigan recalled Slyze and Garen, who sounded a tactical retreat.
Cowards, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they were getting kind of stomped a little bit there, to be honest. And Jack decided that he wanted to try and help the citizens.
That's definitely not what you say. That's
not, sorry.
Citizens is not a word,
with their fight against the Mage Hunter army, and started throwing all kinds of magic and shapes and blasts and such like, which was cool. There was a lot of very cool, very kind of like cinematic bits in that, and I really enjoyed that.
I can fly.
You can, and it made for some really cool stuff, like flipping each other around, and it was very fun. The citizens eventually prevailed, and you guys have managed to stop the Mage Hunter army, and now the next step is on to Vardigan's Keep. Cheer of the crowd.
Okay, so there's enough of them to create a cheer sound.
That's good, yeah.
Because
if it was just like, woo! Or are they all just doing the fake cheers?
Just literally that quiet. And you're like, guys, can you just amp it up a little
bit? Come on. Just a bit of something.
I need a little bit more. A little bit more? More than that.
Please.
And then we're less, they might hear
you. I mean, if you were to put a number on it, there's 76 of them left.
That's an amount of people. How many were there originally?
About 250.
Oh, fucking hell, that's a tragic loss.
Well, it is, but... go on, justify it.
No.
Many of you will die.
76 still standing.
And that is a sacrifice I am willing.
Is everyone on the ground actually dead, or are some of them wounded?
I don't know. Look, roll a medicine check.
Why are you asking me?
You're the one that wants to know.
You asked.
Why have I got to roll dice? It's bloody game and it's bloody dice.
Are you just hoping that tactic works every time? Yeah. You complain, you get a good roll.
16 is not horrendous, roll. Honestly.
That's how many people are still alive on the floor wounded.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay,
that's
up the numbers a bit.
We'll bandage them up, unless they're mage hunters, and then we'll...
Oh, no, that's your revelation.
Is there a few mage hunters that, like, and we go for just do the old finish them off, you know?
Brutal after war murder.
I don't do that. I just stand over them, watch them die.
They try to get up, you just push them back down.
That's it.
That's, frankly, the most terrifying thing you've done on the podcast.
Yeah, but let's be real. I feel like we are right on the cusp of the madness now.
Especially
because we've got
powerful
enough for the madness.
I just want you to throw your mind back to about 6 episodes ago when you were like, maybe we can turn these Mage Hunter guys onto our side because they're just people doing their jobs.
Yeah,
and now you're like, and now I will watch you.
I'm sorry,
die.
But they chose their fate.
They chose the wrong side.
They did.
And we gave them...
But was it a choice? Or were a lot of them, as you know, mind-controlled?
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, well, sucks to be them, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is the point, yes.
Especially when the last thing they see is you looming over them. And they're like, help! And you're like, uh-huh.
Just leaning on my spear, eating a banana.
Eating
a floor mango.
Oh, God.
Okay, right.
Okay, what do you do?
Should I like long walks on the beach?
Sure. All right.
That's not anything about what you do. It's what you like.
That's what I like. I like to do long walks on the beach.
I want to just, you know, help a bit.
Okay. Could you roll me a medicine check?
I can also roll you a medicine check. I don't know. I'm going to use this.
Oh, my God. If you get a happy face, I'm really, really upset.
Okay, well, it's up to me, I guess. I got 18.
Okay, yeah. You start bandaging people up and you're like, staunching wounds, picking their way through the crowd.
Can I use, like, cantrips to do, like, little, like, freezing on people's wounds, like, to bring down swelling and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool, yeah. If anyone's got a Veruca,
yeah, get rid of that. Yeah. Go on.
Do you currently have inspiration?
No.
Yes, you do.
I feel so special.
Picking their way through the crowd of people, you catch the eye of Nell and some of the other Manor members. Some of them scorched, covered in blood, bits of...
I didn't really see them much during the fight, so it'd be good to get their account of what fuck just happened.
You're right, guys.
Like, that was brutal, but a well-fought and well-won victory.
Who's still standing of the inner circle?
This is Nell you're speaking to, and you see Sable with, like, just, like, her missing arm just bandaged up, and she's just, like, got an axe slung over one shoulder.
Okay, okay. Come on, girl.
Hammett's there, like...
just buzzing off his tits still.
It's like, just running around, going, ha, 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 ha.
What are the Mage Armors wearing armor-wise?
That is a good question, and I can tell you, because I do have it written down... But where did I write it down is the question.
Does it look like the Nilfgaardian armor in The Witcher, like a little bulky?
Really scrotum-like.
Scrotum-like
in nature. I actually quite liked it, though. I thought it looked quite cool.
It was quite cool, but I much preferred how it looked in the games.
Oh, yeah.
They're wearing chain shirts and they have shields.
Okay. I was hoping for plate because I was going to suggest that Hammett grab, like, an arm of plate and fashion it into a prosthetic for Sable. It's not an option.
I mean, there's metal and there's weapons and things around.
Hammett, do you want to, like, hook Sable up with something?
Yes, we didn't really have time before the... Sorry, what was that? I saw something behind you.
Let's take some time, regroup, because we've got them on the back foot now. There's more of us than there is of them. They're more scared of us.
mostly because we've got no sense.
Yeah, Vorder puts a hand on Hammett's shoulder and he's like, please, sir, calm down. Vorder.
Please, you're driving me fucking nuts. So can we use that and a bit of time to have a little short rest?
You can.
Excellent.
Should we not do it in the middle of the plaza, though? Let's find a building.
Yeah, but like go off to the side, maybe. Yeah.
Like all these kind of like half burnt out buildings because, you know, well, like fire can... spread and stuff like that. You find like... A well propped up building.
Something
still.
We can use as like a field hospital and then we can get the wounded in here.
A little triage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, absolutely. And then you can spend that time having a short rest. And you regroup with all of the other members of Manor that you've got. And there's a few like faces you recognize from like around the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of guards and nameless people that kind of like you just are aware of. As you're patching up and after you've finished, you see Ferrin slopes in. Did I miss the fun?
Oh, I don't know if fun's quite the right word, Ferrin. But I mean, you are a bit late for the scrap.
Sorry, I've had to come from last steel.
That's fair. Is Dorwin with you?
He's stayed at home. Someone's got to keep his ass on the throne, really.
Someone's got to play daddy.
For God's sake.
Okay, well, as long as you're with us for the final push.
Aye, me and Lettice are here.
We've pushed them back to, presumably, Vardigan's evil tower.
Aye, the giant ivory tower.
Yeah, isn't it like 200 foot tall ivory tower or something with a tusk of an ancient beast?
Yeah, on the clifftop overlooking the bay,
That's pretty metal.
Pretty metal. It's quite fun.
Well, it's not, it's ivory. Which is also bad, because that's what evil people use.
That is, yeah.
But in this world, ivory is also a kind of metal.
Okay.
Just so it's also kind of metal.
So the giant, the tusk, was the whole beast metal? Or I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. I reckon so.
A big metal.
Well, all the creatures in this world tend to be more than one thing.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it was...
Can it be a walrus? A giant walrus?
Part kettle?
I was thinking some kind of like part Tarrasque.
Oh, my God.
Like part of a Tarrasque, but the Tarrasque was also part air.
Yes.
So that's why like flying is not like a catch-all to kill it. Because it can launch smaller flying Tarrasques from its back.
Like the Rat Hive from Borderlands.
Yeah.
That's sick. I'm on board.
But Vardigan single-handedly defeated it and made us keep out of It's bones.
Yeah.
That's what he wants us to believe.
Yep, that's the lie he's spun.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's a spider. Oh my god.
No.
Matt, just one single tear.
Just like, delete that.
For my sake. Guess he's a scorpion now.
He's like, it's an arachnid.
It's arachnar.
Arachnar.
I'm not doing that again. Sorry, you guys didn't enjoy that last time. Cool. I've got my health back.
Oh yeah, we're doing that, aren't we? Boom.
Yeah, and you have a small cadre of people and some revolutionaries. I'm going to roll to see what Hammock can fix up Sable.
Fix up bookshop. Did that not actually work?
No, did you do the short rest thing and have your hand? And it's like there's a box that says apply this automatically and then it doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my experience. So I just typed in, I did enough to max my health back because my modifier was doing it anyway.
Know what 18d12 rolls into.
You see Jemima is there and she's like feeding people. She's like got a big soup pot going and she's like, and Toby Honeybuns is there, finally.
What was his role? He was more explorer type, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was originally on the ship trying to like smuggle people out of Mannerheim.
So he might be good in a fight.
Yeah, he's been in a dungeon for like the entire campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you rescued him.
Okay.
Vol's there as well, isn't he? Yeah, so you've got a squad there. Awesome. So you've had your rest. I'm going to say Hammett has managed to make an arm out of like a load of like half melted down spear heads and stuff into like a rough arm shape, but all the fingers are like spearhead points.
Oh,
got, like, cool, like kind of like Winter Soldier, but with like
spiky
spear claws and spikes all over.
That's bitching. I like that.
Okay, so there's a crew here.
Okay, so we've got an elite squad.
We do. Of misfits. Of
some sort of suicide squad.
Oh god.
To be fair, it's already better than
actually, is Vardigan's not a king, is he? So we can't be the regicide squad.
He's a self-appointed emperor, I guess.
I believe actually now he is calling himself emperor. I think that was canon. Okay. From when the darkness started taking hold.
Emperor of all, essentially.
Yeah, because it was the Mannerheim Empire, so he's got to be an emperor.
That does make sense.
We're in the age of empire.
Just the one. just one empire, actually. Yeah. Not that when I made this, I was like, I'm just going to make them each a different type of government to make it interesting. Because the gnomes have a technocracy.
They do, we know that one, yeah.
And the dwarves obviously have a kingdom, so...
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they didn't. Now they do.
Well, I mean, they did.
They had like a confederation type thing, like feudalistic.
Yeah, the kingdom of Last Steel.
Yeah.
The technocracy, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Of Tinkerdale.
Tinkerdale, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm like, gnome regard. No.
Yeah.
But there's no mocracy.
There's no mocracy here.
There's no mocracy here.
Yeah. So we just need to fucking go, I guess, really.
Unless there are any other plans.
Can we check for supplies, if anything's at all about?
I mean, you could probably spend some time better arming the revolting peasants.
Oh, we could definitely do that, because we can strip the corpses of the mage hunters.
Yeah, and gear. Like, and they can, like, I don't know, rip bits of the stage apart and whatever.
Oh yeah, we could build a battering ram.
I was just imagining, like, we could give them all the spears, and it's like, or we could just like give them 2x4s.
Hey, bonk people on the head with that, then.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Given the power of bread in this universe, I don't
know. Yeah,
the power of bread.
Because I mean, what do trees grow from?
Bread.
Light. Oh, so also
bread.
So there's sun magic in the wood as well.
That is true.
Oh my god.
To be fair, sun magic clearly is heavily diminished now in a world with only one remaining sun.
That's the last light, though.
It's
poetic. It's like, okay, everyone gets a 2x4. No, but they might be able to make, like, even if they just make shields.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah,
like you say, battering rams.
Yeah, I think
little,
we could,
like,
maybe build
siege towers. Yeah. Like rolling siege towers.
You know what? If you want to spend time making siege towers, I'm not going
to
say
no.
No,
I don't think we do. I think we instruct them to, and then they catch us
up. Yeah, because then we can start, and then they can, like, be that bit that comes in later to save us.
Yeah. Well, once we get into the tower,
no.
We'll sort of, like, punch through the defenses. and then they'll focus on trying to get rid of us.
I like the idea that Hammett would over-engineer this, and there's going to be a 200-foot rolling siege tower that's like flopping about.
He's going to build like a fucking...
Just like whacking against
it's, the side. It's literally as big as...
You're
in the final battle and he just pops up and he's like, hello.
But it would be so like, it would be so like, so much bend in it. It would like, bang onto the window where we are. Like, and you'd see him like retract 50 feet.
Like a smack the tower now. Smack the wall and he just gets like rolls onto the tower. I've arrived.
I am here.
He's gonna build like a Trojan dragon.
Ooh.
Or they could build trebuchets. Look, trebuchets. Leave it up to Hammett. He knows what he's doing.
So do you want to leave Hammett behind to,
yes,
to
I
build
think so.
Siege weapon?
Hammett and the like, I don't know. Most of the citizens to do that.
Yeah.
Citizens.
Or just citizens, you know, if you're normal.
Yeah.
And then I was really hoping I didn't fuck that word.
Or just,
or, you know.
So how many of the 76 people remaining, because some of them are injured and recovering.
This is our after party. So we need one to be... Like, but like,
after party.
Well, if we're the Ford party, they're the after party. Do you know what I mean?
The B team.
Well, they're the, you know, they're the support that come in later to win the fight.
Well, I think we
You're the vanguard.
All of them behind. They've had to fight a lot harder.
Yeah,
than we
take
had.
The elite
also, they
squad
are
with us.
Literally civilians that are like Jesus Christ. We've just
they
been
might
in...
be better opera, or we leave a couple of the elite squad back, and those got they can be in like siege towers, and all the civilians are just like getting them in place.
So. I think we leave. Okay, if we leave Hammett to build the siege stuff.
Good, yeah.
Leave Vorder.
To
get
keep
the
Hammett in check.
To keep Hammett in check. And he can give the troops some pointers.
Yep.
Maybe get them a bit more battle ready.
Yeah. He's not perhaps the most personable, but he's quite good at leading a group of people.
And
yeah.
also to hold the square, because I mean, if you don't know attacks, that's all of the troops. Yeah.
We'll then take, we've got Sable Clawhand, Vol, Nell, and Ferry.
That's a good...
So Sable, Nell, Ferrin you're taking. So Toby and...
Jemima can stay behind.
Yeah,
and
they're effectively civilians.
Because they can be doing like the handing out aid. Yep. And...
What about Vol?
Oh, he's coming with
us. He's with us, 100%.
So Nell, Sable, Ferrin, and Vol are with you.
Yeah, my boy Vol.
Okay. You write it down. Cool.
Just a reminder, Vol is a giant polar bear. Here's a giant polar bear.
That shoots lightning.
Is Blitz here too? Is Blitz a...
Who's Blitz?
Familiar. Was it Blitz? What do you call your familiar?
Oh, yeah, he had
a hawk, wasn't it?
It was a hawk called Blitz, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, we've not mentioned that at all in this one.
No, okay, all right, fine.
So, no. Also, fucking hell, we've got enough stuff to keep track of.
No, you said it.
Fine, Blitz is here. He tries to take off. He flies into a beam, dead. Right?
What a stupid
I
familiar.
I crush him with a 2x4. So, are you prepared?
I mean, as we're going to ever be for the fight of our lives.
Okay.
I'm guessing that it's not going to be a straight path to the keep. Like, there might be some resistance or pockets of stuff happening on the way.
Fuck them up, won't we?
Oh, yeah. We'll pile through them.
Yeah, no worries.
The old Shavengers or whatever we've got.
Has everyone practiced
it? Where's my recorder?
Has everyone practiced their superhero landing? My knees.
Sable gets her arm stuck in the floor because she punches it too hard.
Oh, classic Sable. Classic.
You look confused.
He always looks
Jack.
No, sorry, I was just looking at my character sheet.
Oh, there that's you why you're confused, because he's been lying this entire time.
Oh my god, I'm still a wizard.
level 18 barbarian, level 18 wizard, yeah?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with being level 36?
Sounds fine to me.
It's like, that does sound fine to me, because I'll just make them because you're fighting level 36.
Oh my god. Oh, stop adjusting the challenge.
I have to be fair, like you did say you just wanted to like what would happen if we just won right now? Vardigan falls over.
Perfect.
He's at that age now, because you know, he's lived long time.
Is he like the end from Metal Gear?
Well,
no,
he's Palpatine, isn't he, at this point? Like he's only kept alive by his evil son
power. Other than
that, he's just a crusty old dude.
The tower is going to raise up and turn horizontal, and that's like
it's gonna turn into like a Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Somehow Vardigan returned.
Somehow Vardigan built the fleet of Star Destroyers on this planet without anyone noticing whilst also being dead.
Also, one of us is going to turn out to be a Skywalker for no reason.
You have been flying.
That's true. Magnus Star Wars.
And you've already had... Well, You are basically Magnus Big Magic.
Yeah. Well, that's Dune, though. Yeah.
We've already done Dune.
There was so much Dune.
There was a lot of Dune.
Funnily, that was the bit that dragged on. The bit like Dune.
Look, we needed those establishing shots. Six episodes of walking through a fucking desert.
We didn't even ride a worm, did we?
We were
inside the mouth of a worm and attacked its brain.
That's true. Died in a worm.
We did die in a worm, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why we don't remember.
So do you wish to set off towards the keep?
Yes.
You would know the way. It's quite obvious. There's a massive fucking keep.
Yeah, it's the thing on the skyline. You just keep moving towards it, yeah.
You see lights sparking off of it. Psh, psh.
Oh, yeah, making it real evil.
Glistening off of its ivory metallicness. There's a sheen, like an oil slick. Rippling across the surface of it.
I imagine they're probably still trying to do the sun thing.
That's true.
Well, they did the sun thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got another sun to take out, haven't they?
They've got one left.
Oh my god, they might be trying to do all three. Not in one night, surely. Well, at this point, I feel that they're last ditching, aren't they?
Actually, yeah, I guess they are. We need to go hard or go home,
which we don't have anymore. So let's go hard.
We're out of options.
I'm all out of home.
Here to chew gum and go hard.
And I'm all out of gum. And I'm all out of heart.
You make your way through the twilight streets of Mannerheim.
Your activity.
Several boots clobbering on the cobbles. Oh, that's hard to say.
Clobbering on the cobbles.
Clobbering on the cobbles.
Yeah. You can't just clobber on the cobbles, man. I imagine that we're not being stupid about this, though. Like, we're a trained elite team at this point. Mm. We're checking corners. We've got people watching behind. People scanning the rooftops.
We're peeking, we're not peeking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But me and Jack are just looking really cool. Everyone else is doing that. Mm.
Yeah. They're like trained, tactical, and you're just like sauntering because you're so confident.
Nell's doing loads of like hand signals and pointing her eyes at corners and stuff.
I feel like Nell would be slipping in and out of your vision and just being like, disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Appear in a corner, disappear, reappear in a corner. Ferrin stalking along with Lettuce, bow drawn, shimmering with frost fire.
Oh. Cool.
Sable's hot arm glinting in the... It's really funny. The crackle of electricity running off of Vol's giant double-bladed battle axe. And you hear these noises, the crackle of fire and electricity, your boots on the cobbles, and nothing else. There is no activity in the streets. There is a silence.
Well, everyone was in the middle, weren't they? And they died, so that does check out. I imagine there's probably like families and stuff hiding in basements.
Yeah, everyone's...
People like occasionally peeking out of like the little basement like windows, and then like, oh, it's the cool guys. Look how cool they are.
Curtains twitching in the wind.
And hot. Oh my God. I want to have his baby. And I'm like, no. I can only have so many babies.
Aren't you still like weeks away from retirement?
I doubt it works at this point. Stress has been under lately.
He's like, so cool, I frosted it off.
Anyway.
You make your way through. I was trying to make that cinematic and cool, and then we ended up with
dick
jokes.
And suddenly groupies. The groupies ruin everything.
I still think it was cinematic and cool. Marvel do that, and then they do a joke.
That's true. Yeah, something cool / Ant-Man. You make your way to the entrance to the keep, a large, grandiose entryway, arches about 100 feet long.
Yeah, over the top.
In an open plaza, statues of Vardigan in various heroic poses.
Is it just him?
Yep.
All just him?
Oh, yep.
What a prick.
You would both know from having lived here that there used to be statues of the whole council. And they were slowly...
And like past council members and all that. Yeah. The people that had done her... Can we just be pushing them over as we go up?
Yeah.
I mean, how big are they?
Like 50-foot statues. Oh, have you got a rope? Massive statues.
I don't even think we need to waste time on that. That's a fair comment. I want to do it. I get you. But...
Can I just throw my spear at the face of one?
Yes.
Just to smash it?
Oh, we could just graffiti them.
Yeah.
I could use like cantrips to just be like...
Yeah, prestidigitate like...
Yeah, we'll just vandalize.
Viva la Revolution.
Yeah.
Mustaches on.
Vardigan go home.
For Kron. Oh, yes. For Kron. For Kron. For Kron. For Kron. fuck Ron.
I was like, why are they saying fuck Ron?
It's just getting more and more like, over the years, it will lose all meaning and people will just be like, fuck Ron.
Fuck Ron.
That's how languages evolve.
It's like how you greet people.
Evolve is one word for it. Deteriorate. I know you've got whatever the fuck we're speaking now.
No cap.
As yeet. As you yeet towards the doors, no cap.
Is it lit?
God.
The problem is it makes me feel old because it's like exactly the same problem when we've reached that age where it's like, well, the new people's language is stupid, which is just an inevitable aging decision.
Yeah. I don't even know if we think it's stupid. It just amuses us.
It's one of those things that we'll funnily laugh at unironically, and then 2 years from now we'll still be saying it and
we'll start saying it just as they've stopped. Yeah,
yeah, and they'll be like, seriously? Do you not for Cron now?
Only for Cron on the weekend.
As you approach grandiose doors, they open before you.
Hello! I imagine, yeah.
Bit of yeah.
Anybody home? Being real sarky with him. Anyway.
Would you like a welcome mat? Booms through the air. Enter if you dare.
I fucking do. I'm going to go like full on sprint.
Okay.
Like straight down the corridor to wherever I think the voice is coming from.
Okay. Roll me.
Oh no, Jack's done something stupid.
A perception check at disadvantage.
Flat roll then.
Yes.
20.
You start sprinting towards the open doors and catch a gleam of something shimmering in the air and pull yourself up short. You're like, as you see what appears to be like a wall of force in the way.
Oh, that could have been quite painful. Magnus, this is outside of my wheelhouse.
Okay, can I roll? Can I get walk up to it and do an arcana?
You can indeed.
Some more information about it. That's a 5. My dice was like, 20? I was like, nah, mate.
No.
Yeah, you're like...
No, it's a wall of force.
It's like weird solid air there.
I'm like, Poking at it. It's like, bit custody.
You believe it to be some kind of custody
can
air.
Can I see... But like a set custard, like a creme brulee.
Yeah. Have I poked... You're saying I've poked it?
Yeah.
And I'm fine?
Yeah.
Can I try and push for it a bit harder?
Yeah, it's just like as if there is a wall of stone there.
Okay, right.
You hear a voice boom. Well, I expected Jack to just run headlong into it. That would have been quite funny.
I don't want to be on his side. I want you to understand that, but it does seem like he knows you.
Well, I mean...
Which is concerning.
We have been a thorn in his side for the entire...
Yeah.
You know.
We are the chosen ones.
We are the chosen ones.
You hear the voice now only in your head.
Oh. Do we realise that?
Yeah. Okay. It's like... Completely
deadened, yeah.
And you look around and it doesn't sound like anyone else is hearing it. And you hear,
oh.
a thousand times we have danced this dance. And in most of them, he makes a fool of himself. Bravo for proving me wrong, just this once.
Well, maybe that's not the only thing that's going to change. Bitch.
Vargan man.
Cardigan.
You hear, ha, 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 and the echoes away. And then you see the wall disappear.
He wants us to go that way.
All right. Well, I just want to get to him and stab him. So I will follow whatever route it seems like he's laying out. But I will passively look for traps.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's the opposite of what we agreed of how that works.
I will be aware that there may be threats.
So you're actively looking for threats.
How do you actively use your passive perception? It's such a weird stat.
I think what we were saying is essentially passive is for there when something's happening and you don't check, right?
Yeah, if you're not actively looking for it and you're like, oh, I've noticed it passively.
But then it does seem weird that if you're trying to look for something, you might get a result that's worse than what you'd passively.
That's what I mean.
It is a weird stuff.
If
you're actively looking for stuff, then you can spend more time doing it and take 10.
Yeah.
Which probably get you to 21, funnily enough.
No. What? I don't know how my passive perception is 21.
It's probably because you've got like a shield or something, sentinel shield.
Hmm. Normally you can see how... Oh, hang on. Is it that? Manage.
He said, oh, I've been lying.
Well, I'm pretty sure I haven't. I've got no override on it, so...
He's like, no, I've turned my cheat mod off.
Oh, hang on. Is it because of my eagle thing? Aspect of the beagle.
I'd love that. Beagle night.
Oh, yes. Because it's beagle night.
I was going to do the exact same thing.
Good God. Oh, what a night.
No, I think you meant good boy.
Good boy.
What do you think your cadre would be doing while you have your cadre?
I don't know what that means.
Your group.
Our elite super team men.
I'm sorry, yes, your elite super squad.
They would...
While you both are...
As a group, the majority of them are not stupid.
No.
Vol is not stupid. However, not always familiar with the customs. But he's more than familiar with walking into a trap. So he's done this before. Nell's very smart. Ferrin's very smart. I imagine they are also checking for traps or just any points of interest that they think we should examine.
Do you think they'd be following your lead or would they be heading off?
I think they are smart enough that they're keeping an eye on us to see what we're doing, but they're also watching their respective sides.
Okay. Dan, you figured that out?
Do you agree? Do you disagree? No, I do, sorry.
It's more like, do you think they'd be like, okay, we'll take point and walk in, or do you think they'd be like, we're just going to wait and follow you?
I think they'd let us take point, but I think they're looking out for us, if you know what I mean.
That's fine. I'll put them behind you. That's what I was asking.
I think Ferrin would be looking out for traps.
Yeah.
Because that is his whole game. Indeed. We've got to play to everyone's strengths on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Vol would be looking for something to smash down.
I think maybe me and Vol just keep an eye out for things that we can use our brute force against.
Okay. The entrance to this massive tower doesn't have like stairs going up like you'd expect to see. It's like a massive normal entryway with like loads of doors off of like this circular room.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of it, there's a massive ornate statue of a laughing Vardigan. In his artistically tailored robes.
Same deal. We're graffitiing that. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Draw a moustache on him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I feel like he's got a little, like, Machiavellian moustache. Oh, little, yeah. Like, Dante.
The evil tash.
The evil tash.
We draw on, like, a real scruffy-looking, scrongly beard, so it just doesn't look quite so full of himself.
Scrongly bastard, man.
Patchy as well.
So, all around this room, you see there are 10 doors. If you look behind you, you see the doors have shut.
Right.
In the room, a large circular room.
One of these doors.
It's not like the other.
Oh, you've seen Takeshi's castle, right?
Yeah.
So we run at the door.
Oh, my God.
Was I hoping you'd do that? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I check a door in front of me.
Yeah.
When you say door, are these physical doors?
Yeah.
They are...
As far as you're aware, they're physical doors.
Yeah, okay. But they're not like empty archways.
No.
Right.
Or a band. They are like physical doors.
Okay, I light my fire.
Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
1.
Okay.
Let's keep it easy, shall we?
You go through door number 1.
Oh, no. I said I check door.
What's behind door number 1?
Oh, God, I hope it's chocolate. 2 Toyota Corollas.
Step into the wormhole.
I mean, if there is a wormhole, I will be a little tempted.
I'm a dive.
Do you open the door, or you just
Can I investigate it first?
You can investigate the door. Right.
Would you like me to roll an investigation for that?
Yeah, that seems apt. Okay. Seems apropos.
I did use that word, didn't I? 8.
Okay.
God, I'm rolling. Of course, now we get into the final fight. It's like, hey, dog shit rolls.
Get him out of the way now before the fight.
Yeah, that's fair. It's all right if I don't die a door. Right?
Dead as a door.
Walk through, trips over, bangs head on frame, dead.
Stubs toe, gets infection.
What is that?
It just pushes all the bones up your body and like a vertebrae just pops into your brain.
I'm imagining that Always Sunny episode where he's got that nose, but he just keeps packing it. It's like, what are you doing?
As far as you're aware, that door is perfectly normal. Just a normal wooden door. With an iron handle, like a turn knob.
Can I hear anything through the door?
Roll me a perception check.
Bloody hell. Roll this, roll that.
Engage with the
mechanics. I didn't come here to roll dice.
22.
You hear nothing behind the door.
I kick the door open.
It's a pull door. You hurt your... You stub your toe.
Go for the kick. You have to go for the kick, but then style it out so you hook the door handle with your foot.
Yeah.
Very acrobatic. Yeah, so you go to open the door. The door opens.
What do I say through the door?
I thought you were going to say it's locked.
The door is open.
The door is there, but it's actually from a different time.
You step up to the scary door.
I feel like I'm being, like, bullied.
Really? He says as he gives the fucking door treatment.
Look, it's not my fault you get defeated by doors. I'm trying to put a challenge in front of you.
There are 10 doors here. One of them tells the truth.
And 9 of them might tell the truth.
Due to inflation, none of them can tell the truth.
The economy is in channel. God. Right, I go through the fucking door.
The whole adventure hinges on this very moment.
I love it. Have an inspiration.
I've already got one.
I'm getting an inspiration for that. That is derailing.
You open the door. Behind the door, you see darkness.
Okay.
It seems magical in nature.
Okay.
What do you do about this?
I open the other doors.
Let's reopen them all, see what there is.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Your hand gets stuck to the door.
Has anyone got any... Door number 3!
Sure, I'll wait.
Cut my hand off, right?
Jack, as you go to pull the handle of door number 3, you fall through the door, because it's not real.
Say it.
And disappear.
I disappear.
Yeah.
I just, as soon as I belong.
You tumble through and appear in another space, right, which Magnus cannot see, because he's stuck to a different door. You have split the party.
Oops. Can I try and unstick my hand from the door?
Yeah, roll me a strength check. Try and pull yourself off of the door.
God, my strength's so bad.
Is the door a fucking limit?
So I rolled a 5, so that's 4.
You keep trying, you're tugging and like trying to get your hand off of this, and it feels like the more you pull, the more stuck you get.
Should I push the door?
You can try and push the door.
I want to push the door.
You immediately bounce back.
There you go. It was one of those finger trap things, but on a door.
Now roll a dexterity save.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm better at those. Oh, I rolled a 1.
Oh, God.
Why, world?
The door starts secreting acid.
You said it just starts screaming. It's got a letterbox on it.
The door starts secreting acid. You would have been avoiding it because you pushed away, but you kind of underbalance and fall back into it, and your face presses up against it.
Oh, God.
No, at least I've got bitching butts, burns and scars on my face.
You take 5 points of acid damage.
Magnus melty face.
That could be worse. Fucking hell.
You
it
hear
could be worse. You
laughter.
Could have fallen into another dimension.
Another dimension.
You hear laughter of Vardy on your head.
I can't believe they fell for it. God, he's just trolling it.
Fools!
Oh. This is fine. We make him believe we're this stupid again, because we are. But then we seem to always turn it around somehow.
We do.
That's our thing.
In this iteration, you do seem to always turn it around.
Because what happens is, like, they then just get to that point where they underestimate us just at the wrong moment.
Yes.
And that's when we strike.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Vol's eating a door.
We use his arrogance against him. One of them is just made of pastry. I've got you now, Mr. Volibear.
Jack, you tumble and stand up, and you are in a space of pure darkness. What do you do?
Look behind me.
Behind you is nothingness.
Right.
As
in front
door...
of me is nothingness?
Indeed.
To my left, right?
Up, down.
All the cardinals.
Forward and back
all
in
the
time.
Cardinals. Every... There are 4 cardinals in front of you.
Oh my God.
You're being invested as the Pope.
Oh, I was thinking about the actual birds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are. They're just wearing little cardinal hats.
Turns out they're both Aarakocra Pope.
Could you roll me a perception check, please?
Yes. With pleasure. Yes. 24.
As much as you can see that there is darkness everywhere, you can perceive that you do seem to just be in a room. You're like, this is just a space. This, I don't think this is real. I think this is something trying to make me believe I'm just in like in a vast darkness. But You're like that. No.
Well, I'll just feel around the wall until I get back to a door then.
Yep. And you do so. And
I'm back in the
same room. And you just walk back through this door and you're like, that was an illusion. And a really kind of poor one.
What is he hiding?
More doors!
Oh my God.
Taking the ring to Mordor.
Oh no!
The Nerds.wav D&D podcast is an actual play podcast with players interacting with the world to create an improvised narrative. All additional homebrew elements, unless credited, have been created by us here at Nerds.wav. If you'd like to interact with us further, you can find us in all the normal places under the handle Nerds.wav, that's Nerds, D-O-T, WAV, or our email nerds.wav@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.